covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
First made the promise to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I can find it back as far as January 20th of 2016, 11 months before he was elected president. So at least that far back, and he was mocked. He was mocked by Politico and others, as you can imagine. And of course, now that he has made that move, he is under attack from the left and being blamed for the death of those that were attacking Israel, being paid by Hamas, by the way, to do that. But it's definitely a step forward. I mean, here he is keeping his promises again.
Absolutely, Steve. And he's, I think you probably have a list there to kind of review in regards to all of the campaign promises. That he is just one checking off the box.
Well, you know, I've got a list here. I've got a list of 13 campaign promises from ABC News. Now, this is from January of this year. But having said that, I want to go through this list because they've not all been the 13 of his biggest campaign promises. And they don't consider the move of the embassy one of them because remember in June of last year, June of 2017, he said, we're going to leave the embassy in Tel Aviv for now. And of course, all that, oh, he broke his promise. You know, he's a liar. He's terrible. And he colluded with Russians. Whatever. Sober up. Yeah, I mean, seriously. Anyhow, build the wall. The wall has not been built, but it is being tested in certain areas, and parts of it are under construction. He did secure money, part of it, in that $1.3 trillion omnibus spending plan that we hate, but that part was done.
Yeah.
Ending Obamacare. That hasn't happened, but.
The mandate
was tossed, which is basically the linchpin of the entire deal. The travel ban. He did put in travel bans for six or seven countries. Now, it's been battled back and forth between state and federal courts and so forth that are overstepping their bounds.
And extreme vetting as well, and for anyone coming into the country.
Let's see. Deporting undocumented immigrants. That's been going on. Certainly kept that promise. Here's one that the left said, well, this can't happen. And Barack Obama said that ISIS was a generational problem. Donald Trump said he would destroy ISIS in the first year. He has destroyed ISIS in the first year. The U.S.-led coalition dealt significant blows to ISIS throughout 2017, liberating 60,000 square kilometers of land once claimed by the terrorist group, which had ruled large swaths of Iraq and Syria from 2014 until 2017. The coalition estimates only about 1,000 ISIS fighters remain in the area. So there are only 1,000 ISIS fighters left in the wild. I'd say that's pretty successful.
Absolutely. And I think that, to kind of touch on this, what they believe, you know, any member of ISIS is that they have to have the caliphate. They have to have a piece of land to create their new
caliphate. They can't do it without it.
And they can't do it without it. So because of that, it's just torn their complete, you know, belief about what they're doing. Like they're,
it shredded their whole caliphate.
Exactly.
Their declaration that we have a caliphate. Here's our flag. Here's our capital. Raqqa was the capital. Boom.
And so that, you know, gone. Now how can they recruit and inspire people?
You can't.
Because they don't have that anymore.
You know, they'll reincarnate somewhere. Okay. Again, from ABC News, the list of promises, big promises by Donald Trump, conservative Supreme Court justice and federal judges. I think that we've accomplished that with Neil Gorsuch, to say the least.
And, you know, the other seats that he's filling as well in the district courts, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, he is just filling those full of conservative judges, which really makes a big difference.
Right. Tax cuts. Obviously, a big promise that he would cut taxes and return trillions of dollars that are being held overseas back to the United States at 10%. That's happening. That has happened. Creating jobs. Unprecedented amount of jobs being created. Now, and this is a list of major promises by this president as he was on the campaign trail. scrap the Iran deal. Now, remember, this was written in January. This was written in January, and here's what ABC News wrote at the time in January. Despite his open disdain for the deal and stated intention to tear it up, the president has repeatedly signed waivers allowing it to continue, most recently this month. A senior administration official told ABC News that this is the last such waiver he will issue, adding that the White House will be working with its European allies on updating other conditions of the nuclear agreement, including when certain clauses of the deal will end. Point is, well, he kept that promise too.
Sure, and I think that when the Israeli government brought to him a lot of evidence on what was actually going on in Iran, and then the negotiation with North Korea, he had no choice but to pull out the deal. He had to show strength. There was no way that, based upon the evidence that he had now, that he could continue in that deal.
That's correct. Here's number 10 on the list, making NATO partners pay their fair share. And we know they are. We know that countries like Poland and others have stepped up and said, we'll pay our fair share.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuilding aging infrastructure. I have not seen that. No. But there is a plan to put something together, and we will probably see it before the election. And so don't count that one out yet. Getting rid of TPP and rewriting NAFTA, that's underway. And schools of choice and ending Common Core, Betsy DeVos is hot on that trail. So there's 13 big promises here. And out of the 13, I didn't score here, but I'll give, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What are you
10,
counting there?
10 of the 13 fulfilled.
Mm.
And the other three are underway. The point is, it's not like he hasn't done them. He hasn't
They're
gotten
launched.
To them.
They're right. in progress.
They're
I mean,
launched.
If the Secretary of Education is saying Common Core is dead, obviously that's going to happen at some point in the implementation of removing that. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking the blue wave. Good luck with that. Not to mention peace in the Korean Peninsula. I don't know if that was a campaign promise, but damn, would that be a big accomplishment. 52 after, some final thoughts after this.